Franklin in the Morning, WCGA. We said we really cared about Kate, the Princess of Wales, and we do. Here's her statement on her cancer diagnosis.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
And that's what has been going on with Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales. It's bad news, and I'm sorry. We weren't just leaving her alone. There has been a dramatic increase in cancers, and especially fatty cell cancers among young people since 2019. This is a fact. We can all agree that we need to fight cancer.
At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
This is News Talk 1100, WCGA.